everybody. Ah, oh, man. You know, she can almost turn that, almost, I'm not saying it's a good one either, into like a really stupid song. But who would do that? Good morning, everybody. What is going on? So, I hope everybody's doing well. I hope that I'm not putting everybody too bad to sleep. If not, get ready in the next hour. I might just do that. So, join me today. It's going to be kind of a fun day. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Lincoln, of course, he's... Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, we all love Lincoln. Lincoln, what's up, man?
What is up, my boys?
Oh, not much, Lincoln. How you doing?
Well, I know how to change my voice. That's sure how your mom's has, bitch.
I told you not to cuss on here, Lincoln.
I know, but I didn't. It's just...
Lincoln, stop it.
I didn't do it.
Stop.
No, no, I can't.
Why are you doing that?
Okay, no more. All right. Okay, okay, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Okay. No, I'm going to cuss anymore, okay? It's fine. My dad, he's having technical difficulties over here, so it might be me doing this. Man, oh, God damn it, Dad. Hurry up and get that fixed. I can't talk like this very long, man.
Hang on, Lincoln. I'm trying to get... Got it?
Yeah, I got it. Man, what's wrong with you?
I'm trying to get this fixed. Hang on. Got it, Bubby?
Alright, good. Yeah, I got it. God, man. It's like my dad is just, I don't even understand. Anyway, man, today we're going to be going over some cryptid stuff. Like, we get these emails, right? And we're going to, when we read them, if you guys, hey, Dad.
Hey, what's up, man?
Am I doing this right? If you email us, we will read your story. So, we love it when you do. Email us, at jshaddy1977@gmail.com. That's right, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, that, the other one. Don't forget, there's another one.
JulesShaddy77@gmail.com. Dad, I think we need to get easier emails for them.
Yeah, we will. Well, I'm working on it. Just hang on. Sorry. I almost got this.
Okay, it's cool. Just do your thing. Do your thing. I got it under control. I could do this on my own if I had to. So, today we're going to be going over stories that may or may not be a bad, scary thing. Now, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, okay, so we go over these stories, right, and these emails, and, man, some of them, I tell you what, sometimes fact is stranger than fiction. We get some real fucked up fucking things. What?
Don't cuss on there. Lincoln, please, don't. Sometimes there might be kids or something.
I'm not fucking cussing. God damn, like, what is wrong with this? Just chill out.
I hear you, Lincoln.
Man, it's, Jesus. Anyway, so, and we get these stories, and man, some of them, I got to say, what has three balls and comes from outer space? E.T. the extraterrestrial! The extraterrestrial, you love it so much!
Megan, you said that one already. God, that's old. Like, isn't it? Come on, Lincoln.
Okay. Dad, you about ready?
Hang on, I'm almost there.
Anyway, so I'm going to thumb through some of these and get this worked out. And my dad's going to win. Oh, what the fuck is doing? Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. As you heard, my dad wrecked the UFO a couple months ago.
Lincoln, you wrecked that UFO. You know, what are you telling everybody lies again?
Yeah, I went and wrecked it. Just because I was flying, it doesn't mean I wrecked it. God damn. I mean, Okay, whatever. You know what? You're just being... Anyway, and... So we're doing this podcast, but... The astronomy one is way more fun. So we're going to get into the, you know, a little bit more of that. Hey, are we going to do this email thing? Like, you're not going to make me read it.
Hey, can you do it?
No. Let me pull up this other screen on this computer. Wait. what are you doing over there? Okay. Here we go. Let me pull myself through this screen real quick. These mouses are harder to use when you don't have that extra thumb, you know, the opposable digits. Well, us dogs don't really have that, so. My paws don't do what your hands will. Let me get this real quick. Okay. Dad, can you fat finger this thing? I can't get it, so you're gonna have to...
Hit that button. Yeah, that one.
Are you gonna do this or not?
Just, okay, I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry, Lincoln. Thank you for that. All right. Yeah, so, man, we get these, did we lose them? All right. Emails. And, in, these, I get some real cool stories, honest stated with you. I am having the bad technical difficulties, honestly. It could be better, but, whatever. It'll work. We'll get it. Okay, sorry. Now, I first want to say, everybody, check out my, you can go onto my website. Podbean gives you, you know, your own website when you sign up for your, you know, Podbean. Mine is joelshaddy77@podbean.com. Same as my email. So joelshaddy77.podbean.com. joelshaddy77.podbean.com. And I'm starting to get more stuff on the website. Cool links to go, you know, click around. I'm gonna have a merch thing, some shirts. You can sign up and be a patron on my page. And that's fine because I'm gonna have some real cool giveaway stuff. Some cool contests coming up. We're kind of getting the clicks in our heads. So go on there because you can't be a part of it unless you're a patron. But and it's like $1 to $3. You know, it helps us with being able to keep these stories going. And man, I appreciate everybody's support. You guys are awesome. And if you guys, you can leave comments to see, you know, if you want to hear something, if there's any stories you want to hear, or there's anything that I'm not covering, or if there's something that you don't like, you can get on there and tell me how much you hate my voice and you don't, or, you know, I love constructive criticism, I want to make everything better for your listening pleasures, for sure. Like, the sound thing, I thought I had it down, fixed, and I guess that I don't. I apologize for it, because I thought I had it fixed, so I was happy about it. I don't know why, it is not working like I wanted it to, and... I'm wondering if you guys can hear me. And it really sucks, because I thought I had this fixed, and I guess that I don't. Which really blows. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm gonna waste time on that one. I don't know. I'll have to look into that. So where did the okay. First, let's get right into this. All right. This from Real Tiggy Sot.
Okay.
When I was a child, my niece, who my parents adopted after her parents died, would tell us about nightmares she would have about a clown living in our airing cupboard. From UK, you could call it a boiler room. We always just thought it was bad dreams, obviously. My partner, on one of the times she slept at my mother's house, she told me she was having dreams of a clown living in the airing cupboard. No idea how to explain that one. Was there a clown in there? Well, aside from the boiler, it was just dust in there, or absolutely no idea why two people who had never even met each other managed to have the same dream. That's kind of... But could be incredible chance or something else. But it always stuck out as strange. But, you know, that's cool. Okay. Now, this name from Anonymous. After my father passed away, I went to live with my friend and his mom for a little while. Things with my mom were very strained, and I didn't want to stay at my friend's house initially. But they didn't want me alone during that time. Staying at anyone's house always made me feel uneasy for some reason. My first night there, early in the morning, I woke up to the sound of my bedroom door opening and a gentleman, wearing a red flannel and bib denim overalls came into my room holding a bag of tools. He turned the light on, looked at me, and walked through another doorway to the utility room. Sorry, soon after, I fell asleep again. But when I woke up this time, the room was dark. Everything was the same when I went to sleep the night previously. Figuring I imagined the whole thing, I went upstairs for coffee and asked my friend's mom if the guy with the overalls is still here. With a weird look, she informed me that it's been her and I in the house all night. At that point, I'm very confused, so I explained in detail about what the man looked like. Height, weight, clothes, facial hair, etc., everything. She turned pale white and bolts to her room and retrieves a photo. When she shows me the photo, it's the man I saw in the basement that morning, even wearing the same clothes. She tells me that he passed away 30 years ago. It was her grandpa who owned the property previously. He had killed himself to save the farm when he invested his money into horses instead of machines, and his investment flopped. To keep the bank from taking the farm, on a stormy night, he took a lightning rod into the middle of the pond, and nature took his life when lightning struck the rod. Because of this, life insurance paid out, and his suicide saved the family diary and kept the house from being foreclosed on. Well, I apologize for reading that to the public, in case you are still hiding that, because, you know, okay. Well, hey, I mean, sorry, I didn't know. All right, well, cool story though. You know, all the same. You know, you hear about the cab driver that's driving on a stormy night, and he picks up a lonely woman, girl, and she's real, you know, kind of standoffish. Gets in the car. He's driving home. Or, you know, she just kind of murmurs the same address kind of over and over, real quiet. And he drives and he gets to the house and he looks around because he didn't see the lady in the car. And sees a little purse sitting back there, and he figures maybe she got out you know, when I was stopping, I didn't pay, you know, I didn't notice in the storm and everything, just thunder. And so he takes the purse and he goes up to the door and all the lights were off. He goes up and he knocks on the door, right? And the light comes on, the porch light, and this couple comes out and they ask, you know, what the fuck are you knocking on my door? And the taxi driver says, I was giving your daughter a ride home, and she left her bag in the car. And they look at her with this pale, confused look, like, and they're like, wait, our daughter, she died 10 years ago, you know, but that is her purse. That's a strange night to happen like that. I swear, it's just crazy. You know, so that's kind of the same thing. A little bit. Yeah. Hey, no, I just read them, I guess. All right, next one, the shenanigans. Well, all right, see what you got. One more from the hospital prison wing. So there's these two rooms, I'll say 123 and 234. And they share a wall. The hospital isn't that cold, built in the 70s, and it's a small town county hospital. We don't take trauma classes or cases, and when one does come in, it's only to stabilize them until life flight or EMS can transfer them to another facility. Deaths in room are usually older people and natural causes. The prison wing has been rolling for 8 years or so, and the prisoners who come in, if they die, it's natural causes. But this one room set, it's just weird. I'm agnostic, atheist, but I can't deny the same thing keeps happening in room 1, 2, 3, and especially 2, 3, 4. There's a kid. Okay. There's been several times right before they pass, the inmate talks about a kid in the room. But it's the ones who are delirious before death. Also, there have been several mentally altered offenders, not drug-addled, but actual mental status, who have talked about or completely lost their shit over the kid that was under their bed or running around and fucking with them. Sorry, I'm just reading this, so I apologize about the cuss. One guy became so violent, he had to discharge him from the hospital and back to his unit. Not solely over the kid, but it seemed like a part of the problem. Occasionally, an inmate with full mental capacity would mention the TV in another room was so loud sometimes he could hear it. Said it sounded like a kid show or something with kids talking. I kept my hallway quiet and made sure I couldn't hear the TVs in the hall. There's certainly arguments that can be made that word of mouth got back to the units about the kid story, but neither officers nor nurses made a habit of telling stories to inmates. Besides, we admit offenders from dozens of units. Okay. Well, okay. I don't know. Well, okay. That's no good. Okay, next one from, Snowelnuck. Okay. I apologize if I'm not getting the names right. Right. My dad had shit going on in his house, so much shit that almost every kid who would come in, myself, my sisters, my brother, and my dad, have all had multiple experiences in there. I remember one time I was going upstairs to have a shower. The bathroom was the end of the hallway, and on the way to it, I had to pass by the room I shared with my sisters when I was over for the weekend. As I passed by, I had seen something sit up on the bedroom bunk. We had bunk beds in there, out of the corner of my eye. This thing looked like a little girl. She had pale skin, short black hair that was cut in a bob style with straight bangs covering her forehead. And her eyes were these massive circles with large black dots in the center of the pupils. She was facing sideways, so her right shoulder was facing me when she turned her head. The other half of, of her body looked like it was under the blankets. I remember getting such an intense feeling of fear that I went back downstairs and refused to go upstairs at all or even sleep in the house. My dad had set up the camping tent in the backyard for the rest of the weekend. If this occurrence had been nothing, me just seeing things that weren't there, I feel like I shouldn't still remember it in perfect details at the age I am in and I am at now. Seen it when I was maybe 6 or so, and now I'm 23. Well, you know what? I gotta say this. Usually when you do see something out of the corner of your eye, or I'm gonna say that 9 times out of 10, it usually is not just your imagination. Now, I'm not like some ghost hunter that knows, you know, anything like... thanks, Lincoln. I know. Hey. Just beautiful, Lincoln. Thank you so much. I know. Hey. But I know that when I start to see something out of a corner of my eye or something like that, that it's usually... it usually really is something that I've lived my last house. I swear to God, it was haunted. But whatever it was not. It just would fuck with you. But it wasn't anything like that. It could have just been, you know, just my stupid imagination, my dogs or something else. But really crazy, weird things. And you know that presence you just feel. You know what I'm saying? Like I know that there's someone right there. You can tell. However, Lincoln, do you remember that?
Hell yeah, I remember that. And I know for a fact that Dad, you remember when you would throw the ball down the hallway?
I do remember that. I would throw this ball down the hallway, and Lincoln would,
Man, I'm telling you, you know why? Because there was some shit in the hallway, and it freaked me out.
I remember you would only go so far, and you would just sit there and bark. And when you would go further down the hallway, you would duck and kind of run by like there was something right at that door. What was that?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you, man. It was not okay. Aliens, Dad. It was aliens. I mean, that's... Yeah. You shouldn't be fucking with those things. You shouldn't be fucking with...
What did I tell you about cussing on here, Lincoln? Don't.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. But I remember that, man. It was weird. Lincoln would just... He would only... Go. Yeah, anyway, you just know that there's always... There's something out of the corner there. Next one before I put everybody to sleep. Now, this one from Ether314. Okay. At least it's readable. In Snohomish, Washington. Hey, I used to live there. There's a bar called the Oxford. It has a violent history, as there have been at least 2 or 3 deaths, murders there. My parents have gone a few times to listen to live bands and heard a woman being locked in the bathroom and plates shattering in the kitchen when no one was around. One night, my dad had a glass of red wine and headed downstairs to the basement, where there's a pool tables and another bar. He says that the cut part of his glass exploded in his hand. There was a pop sound. He looked down, and he only had the wine glass stem in his hand, and there was no red wine in the glass on or around him. In a bit of a daze, he went to the bartender, handed her the stem, and explained what happened, and she replied, "No problem, that kind of stuff happens all the time," and handed him a new glass. Whoa. I gotta say, Would you work there still? I mean, I guess I would. I mean, I don't know. What do you do? Shut up, Lincoln. All right. Now, moving to the next. Yeah, some people would say sound broke that wine glass, but we're not going to go there. Okay. Next one. This from a name, Bartels? Okay. Okay, 30 plus years ago, my mom's stepdad died. My step-grandpa, he was basically her father. Real dad walked out when she was 9. There was a gathering at the house following the funeral. Phone rings, my mom picks up, and hears a male caller say her name in an interrogative type fashion, like Susan. Or Susan. Susan? She was sure it was his voice, panicked, and hung up. Caller didn't call back, and the reverse dial pulled up a previous number to someone she knew who had called her much earlier. So essentially, call from beyond didn't happen as far as the phone company was concerned. Okay. To this day, she believed it was him and regrets panicking and hanging up, man, right? Because, well, you know, that's like these people that, all right, I'm not going to say that this is what I would do because, you know, but, man, if you know how these people on YouTube will see something and they're like, oh, my God, and they run off. Dude, I want somebody to run up to one of these fucking things and be like, what? I know, right? Sure. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean, though? Like, run up to the fucking thing and be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, try to scare it. instead of... Can you imagine that, seeing some creepy-ass monster and being like, and just running up to him like, whoa! Like, I wonder if, like, that's, anyway, sorry, I'm not done with this story. FWIW, now, I don't know what all that, you know, I'm 47, not up with the new lingo, but whatever FWIW means, my mother is not religious, spiritual, etc. Bonus story to this, woo, what's up? Party up in here, get your beers, get your glasses, not over yet. That's right, my friends. When my other grandfather died in 2004 from complications following colon surgery, oh boy, he was in his late 90s, so it was a good run for him. He was in the hospital following his surgery. My dad and aunt had a feeling it might be a 50-50 chance he pulled through, given his age, so they were present. When my other grandfather died, I'm sorry. So they were present, my bad. He wakes up and asks when he got back. They ask him to explain. He said he had a dream. He was on a road trip in an Airstream trailer with a buddy of his with whom he had a falling out 50 plus years ago. He was driving, and they were blinded by a bright light in the windshield. Then he woke up. A few minutes later, he went to sleep and passed. Come to find out, he and his buddy had always wanted to do a cross-country road trip, but had some kind of falling out and never spoke again. My grandma remembered it happening shortly after World War II. Must have weighed heavily on him. So maybe he is saying that he probably may have, yeah, I gotcha. That's pretty crazy, you know, because, I get it, you know, like, you hear those stories about people that pass away, and, hey, what's up, 4Q, how's it going? About those people that pass away and they're in the hospital with some, you know, stories that are like that. That, how you're like, you know. My sister recently passed away, and she was in the hospital. They had her on a bed thing for like about a week because she was an organ donor. And I would go in and talk to her. And she had a machine keeping her alive, and I would sit there and just wonder, like, man, like, Brandy, what are you? You're gonna fuck with me, aren't you? To this day, I think she came around once, but I just moved in this house, so I don't know how that could have worked. But anyway, well, you know, it was. But I don't think that she would come back in a bad way. But I see her coming to fuck her. But anyway, you hear those stories about people in the hospitals that are about to die and all that stuff. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm at the bottom of the hour. I've got to take a break. But I'm going to try to see, man, and this has just not been working for me. I don't know. I'm going to try to see if this will work so that you guys can have something to listen to momentarily for a minute. But I will be right back. Do not go anywhere. I still got stories to go. So, man, don't go anywhere. I will be right back. See if this will work. Man. I hope you guys can hear me. I don't even know if anybody can hear me. Maybe my Bluetooth is not working for me. No. I hope everybody can really hear me.
Connected, but let's see. Nope. Not that. Forget that device. Yeah, sorry.
There. God, I've been trying to make that work this whole time, and now it finally just worked. God. And that figure. Did my voice just start working? I swear to God, I'd be like, dude. Anyway. Don't go anywhere. I'm taking a short break. I will be right back. I finally got my stuff working. Oh. All right. All right. So, all right. So, yeah, take a break. I can take a break. Bottom of the hour. For reasons unknown. I try to play, like, these pre-recorded things that I have. And, I don't know, something they haven't been playing. So, I gotta figure something out. But I'm working on it for your guys' listening pleasures. That's right. So, we are doing stories. Woo! All right, everybody. I know, me too. That's how excited I get to. I just sometimes, I don't know why, I'm just flabbergasted. Just flabbergasted. That's how much I love doing this. I'm just saying. I hope everybody has as much fun as I do listening to you. So I'm sure you don't, but if there's anything that I can do to make this better for everybody, for your listening pleasures, please drop me a line. Is that what people say? And let me know, because, I do this for, for you. I do have a blast doing this. All right, so where were we? Not there. Right. I was at. Let me see. I think I lost my place. All right. Here goes. This one from Gorilla Samurai. All right, Gorilla Samurai. Let's do this. All right. Working on some ships. Or working on ships. Some are pretty old and you hear some weird stories. 4 years ago, during a South American, South American season, I used to hang out with the Brazilians. Fun and cool people. One was a gift shop manager. Really? He'd rant about how his team is lazy and how they keep trying to weasel out of working because they claim to see a little girl running around the gift shop. One night, we were having coffee with the head of the photography department, and he's extra salty, talking about how he'll have to do an extra couple of hours because of his team. Okay. In the middle of the night, I get a call from the photo manager. She tells me our friend is in their cabin crying and shivering. I run over, thinking he got some bad news from home or something. Turns out he was working in his office. The door faces a long mirror that covers most of the wall, closed section, and after hearing giggling, he saw the shadow of a child through the reflection, as if she was leaning to look into the door while trying to hide. Only in the reflection, he says he jumped up and ran out. The giggling and sounds of tiny feet running around the shop and into the casino, same deck. I'm not big into the paranormal, but the following day I mentioned this to my boss, and she told me that about 20 years back, a little girl came out of the theater with her parents. She was running ahead of them around the gift shop, but eventually she went out into the casino, coming out at the atrium, a drop with glass lifts that go back from deck 12 to 5, so a good drop. She leaned over the railing to look down, lost her balance, and fell, breaking her neck on impact and dying. Apparently, it was a common sighting at the gift shop and the casino. Wow, whoa. You know that? I mean, I gotta say, I will always say that, you know, you're always going to hear, there's nothing that I don't believe. I really do believe pretty much that everything is possible. I mean, without getting this confident district 86. I was in the Navy for 4 years. Oh wait, this is just when the ship I was on was first commissioned. The first mission was to recover bodies from a plane crash. A little girl and boy were amongst the deceased. The little girl and boy have been reported to play on the deck of the ship and run around. Pretty creepy when it's pitch black and you're out on the back alone. Yeah, I imagine. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing that you're like, man, I mean, I don't know. People that don't believe, that think that all that is bullshit. I mean, you know what? I'm not going to down anybody for being stupid, but I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Please, nobody get... Maybe I should have... All right, moving on. Mm-hmm. Moving on. That is funny. I mean, at least, you know. But if you can't laugh about shit, then go home anyway. God damn. All right, yeah, moving on. Oh, shit balls. All right. I does this one. This story? I does this one. I think the names are funnier than... All right. When I was about 14, my family had just moved to a house in the suburbs. There was a lot of open space, and the house had a huge backyard. One night, about 22 hours, I opened our sliding door to take out the trash, and I saw two figures walking toward the house. The best way I could describe them is they were all black, slim, almost looked and moved like kangaroos. But I was living in New Jersey, and they don't exist in that area. I don't think they do, but also they were walking four-footed. But when I opened the door and turned on the light, they stood up on 2 feet and began to run. Now I turned and shut the door before I completely saw them run, but I got a good enough glance to know this wasn't any regular animal like a deer. And besides, there was never any deer in the neighborhood, so this was definitely something different. Still creeps me out over 15 years ago. Wow. Again, that's one of those times where if you didn't, like, you know, be like, oh, and you just were like, you ran up to him, you're like, what? You know, instead of running from it, I wonder what would happen. You know, of course, that'd be the one time I did that. Probably be the one time that I got possessed and was like stuck like that for, you know, decades and on end, just being tortured in my own body. But, you know, maybe we shouldn't go run up on things and go, ah! Anyway. But if you do, please, please let me know. Because I'm just saying. Because that'd be a great story to read on here. Yeah, I mean, you know, it really would. I don't know. I hope these don't get boring for people. I like doing these. Are a lot of fun. And please email me and give me your story. I love reading these. All right. Next one. All right. I have more fun trying to figure out the names. Cloisterphobic. Oh, I get it. Cloisterphobic. Spelled C-L-O-I-S-T-E-R. Phobic. That's a good name. I like it. All right. I was working at a summer camp in the PNW one year. Okay. On the second or third night there, I was jogging alone back from the staff campfire to the cabin where the campers and my cousin and my co-counselor slept. I'm walking in this big grassy throughway that has some taller reeds separating it from a shore of Puget Sound. Hey, that's nice. I used to live right there in Seattle. It's probably 2 a.m. and the full moon. As I'm jogging, I see this person in the reeds. It's wearing a white gown. Always this white gown shit. You know what I'm talking about? Well, really. and it has no face, just hair. I only noticed it because as I approached it, it stood up from a crouched position, backed up joltily a few steps, then crouched down again, but I could still see crouching there, like it was waiting. Its movements told me that it was not human. My knees gave out and I felt flooded with fear as I collapsed. I tried to run back to my cabin, but my legs would not work. I crawled and scrambled there on all fours. I tried to scream, but no sound came out, just gasping. I finally got to the cabin and fumbled with the doorknob for what felt like a minute before I could open it. I closed the door and stood there waiting for a while inside. I didn't hear anything, but I barely slept. At some point later that night, I remember laughing, thinking, oh, it was just one of the campers peeing. I hysterically laughing at myself for like 20 minutes, then I fell asleep. Next morning, though, I realized that no campers returned to the cabin that could have potentially been out there peeing that night. I asked all of them, and all of them said they hadn't gone out to pee the previous night. It was on the internet, it has to be real. I'll add that this was a camp that was overtly or non-religious, skeptically minded staff and campers, of which I was and still largely am, but I have no explanation for what I saw that night. Still scares the shit out of me just typing this. Oh, really? I can't believe I just read this story tonight. I was having a conversation with my friend just a few hours about our paranormal experiences. We are currently on the Washington coast near Astoria. My friend told me a story about almost identical to yours. He was driving at night near a reservation north of Seattle. Woods all around the car. He approached a figure crouched down and facing away from the road. He stopped to ask if they were okay, as he thought it was a child. It didn't respond, so he tapped his car horn. The figure turned its head to look at the car still crouching by the road, and my friend said it had no face. This was about 15 or 20 years ago. What a weird coincidence. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. This, from looks sharp. This is pretty mild, but I took my dog for a walk, got home, went to the corner store 5 minutes away. When I came back, opened the door, and my whole house smelled like perfume. Locked gate, locked house, security cameras, and a dog that barks at everything. Yeah, I have that. I live alone, nobody stopped by, and my house smelled like someone ran around spraying Chanel number five. It doesn't sound believable. I'll never be able to explain it, but it happened. I know what you mean, man. That, you know, smells, they say that that's another, now when I say they, that's the ambiguous I don't know. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who they means. People always say they said, or, you know, the I guess people are referring to the government or I don't know, but it is said that smell like things will come back, like if there's like an entity or something in your house, or you know, that things will smell, have a particular smell, you know, that will you know, so that actually could be something. I mean, you know, it would freak me out if I lived alone and came home and it fucking smelled like perfume like that. You know, I'm just saying. Moving on to the next. Rabbi Raccoon. Okay. I posted this in another email. Several years ago, some friends and I were driving through one of the millions of small towns around the North South Carolina border in the mountains. It was well after midnight. My friend looks behind us and sees a pair of headlights coming up on us. quickly, like easily 60 or 70 miles per hour when the limit is 25 or so. No signs of stopping, so my friend pulls over to let the car pass. And what passes us is two lights. Just lights. Far too bright to be a firefly or any luminescent creature. As bright as headlights, if not brighter. Not attached to anything. No car, nothing. Just two lights. Booking it down the road. Oh, well. Hey, man. That, you know, those lights and stuff, that is a mystery upon itself. My grandfather, my mother's mom, we've got land in Arkansas, and he used to tell me, I don't know now if it was a story like Old Man Hauser, but he used to tell me that he got chased by those orbs, those lights. He was out in the field just fucking around and said one of those things of, oh, just started fucking chasing me. He ran from the motherfucker for like, I don't know, a while, you know, to get away from him. And apparently he got away because my mother was born and I was too. But every time I hear a story about orbs, it takes me back to my grandfather telling me about that. And maybe I've seen these orbs, but I don't think I've really ran into these orbs before, but lots of stories about that. Yeah, I know. Like I said, I think everything's possible. Next on C Masterpiece 8930. C Masterpiece 8930. I went to work and saw my dead child. Shit. Okay. It was 6 in the morning and I went to work. As I went in, I heard rustling in the trash. It was pitch black. I went round there just thinking it was a raccoon because we usually get them. But no. It was much worse. My child had died from cancer, but I wasn't at the hospital when he died. As I looked in the trash, I saw a corpse, and it was literally my child, not alive, but dead. My dead child in the trash outside 7-Eleven isn't out of the ordinary. That was 2 years ago, and I've needed therapy ever since to make sure I'm not going crazy. Can I just, you know what, and I, this is not being rude, mean, but, whether or not that, you might need therapy just for the story alone. I'm not saying anything bad, it's just, man, that's creepy, just, I don't know, God, I never, okay. All right, moving on, on thought alone, saying, yeah. Okay. Next one, and please share the show, and please follow if you haven't followed, hit like, please comment, please anything, because I love to get responses from people. Hit like, if you can, on the little like button, because it helps a million. Yeah, so please share the show, like the show. If you don't like it, then, you know, I guess don't do that. But if you do, hit like, comment. All these things help a million, help me out a million. And it lets me know that you guys are listening and if I should probably stop doing this or keep doing it. You know, I don't know. Do you guys like these or I don't know if these are boring for people or if they're not. Please email me and let me know what you think about the show, if you can. Just so I have an idea of if you guys like it or if it's something that I should keep doing or, you know. Where am I at here? I am on, okay, about at the hour. Oh, okay. Well, I got a couple more I can do. Let me get this one. Okay. All right, that's my onion jerk. This one from That's My Onion Jerk. Okay. This happened to me when I was 6. I was in my bed, sound asleep, when I felt the mattress beside me slowly shift as if someone was laying beside me. I opened my eyes and there was a full-grown adult woman beside me. She wasn't particularly scary, just normal looking, but she was a strange person in my bed. Of course, I opened my mouth to scream, but before I did, she put her finger to her lips as if to tell me to be quiet. Her eyes looked very frightened, and she seemed to be silently pleading for me to keep quiet. Of course, I screamed, but guts out, and I screamed my guts out, and I heard my parents getting out of bed, Strange woman just looked very sad. Her eyes were full of tears. Dad turned my bedroom light on, and as soon as he did, she just wasn't there anymore. No sign of her at all. I slept in my parents' room that night. I was very scared, but even more, so I had a deep feeling of sadness. That was decades ago, and I still remember it clearly. I've had a few run-ins like that. Different people, though. Never saw that woman again, though. Okay. This one from two of them from that's my onion jerk. One time when I was about 14, I was staying at my friend's house. We had bunk beds, and I called the top. We went to sleep like normal, but in my dream, I saw a hooded man standing in the doorway. He walked in and stood staring at both of us in our beds. When he looked at me, I felt ice cold and sick to my stomach. There was an overwhelming sense of dread running through me. I didn't want to draw attention to myself by calling for help, so I stayed dead quiet. The hooded man came closer and leaned down toward my friend in the bottom bunk. I was scared for my friend, but relieved that its attention wasn't on me. I remember feeling ashamed of my cowardice. There was an ungodly noise coming from the hooded figure. Ooh. A low, deep rumbling that grew louder and louder until it hurt my ears. Wow. I remember hoping that it would make my friend's parents wake up my friend's parents, but at the same time, felt that we were trapped and alone in here. The man continued his scream rumble until a never-ending swarm of insects started flying out of his hood. Okay. They were flying all around the room. I remember them buzzing my face. I was too afraid to move and swat them at them. The bugs kept flying out, and soon the room was filled with them. Ooh, that alone, you know. I don't remember what happened next, but I must have passed out. Next day, we were talking about how we slept, and my friend's dad asked if we had a good sleep. I replied that I had a nightmare, and it scared the hell out of me. My friend spoke up, and see, he had a nightmare as well. This is where it gets weird. Really? Because, okay. My friend said that he dreamed that he had thousands of bugs crawling all over him. Oh, I explained my nightmare, and it creeped us both the hell out. Luckily, they moved houses not long after because there was no way in hell that I was ever going to sleep in that house again. Well, this is a similar story. I often got sleep paralysis, and I'm used to it now, but the first time I experienced it, it was pretty terrifying. I dreamed that I was in an arena, and all my family and friends were in the stands calling out for me. About 10 feet away, there was a creature running straight at me. I looked like a very emaciated man, just skin and bones, but his mouth was filled with sharp teeth that almost looked like razors. Okay. I couldn't really move, you know, dreams can be. And he grabbed my hand and put it to his mouth and bit down. Oh, God. I felt the most excruciating pain and then woke up. I switched on my bedside lamp, and my hand was all red where he had bitten me. Damn, I was pretty freaked out, and I got up to use the restroom and try to calm down when I saw my roommate leave his room. I called out to him and said, man, I just had the most awful dream. He looked kind of shocked and said, me too. So I asked him what this dream was about, and he told me almost word for word what I had dreamed. The only difference was the creature didn't bite him, but scratched him across, his stomach. Then he raised up his shirt, and I saw three scratch marks across his belly. I then told him my dream, and we both were pretty freaked out for a while. Ever since that day, I had a regular sleep paralysis, and that creature always shows up while I'm paralyzed. I know this is wow, man. That's some Nightmare on Elm Street shit, isn't it? Hey, man. Well, all right, guys. I am at the end of the hour, guys. I had a great time. Everybody, have a wonderful day. Please check out my website at joelshaddy77.podbean.com. Become a patron. I've got some good shirts coming up. I got all kinds of good stuff coming up. I appreciate everybody for joining. Holy shit, South Oz, man. What's up? What's up, guys? Shit, South Oz, man. How you doing, brother? Damn, my show is ending. But, man, I will look for you.